I know. I'm kind of cringing myself as I ask the question. I know. I didn't mean for it to come out that way. No, you really don't. You don't have to answer. What? Yes, I will. Yes, I will look at you. Yes, I will look at you. Oh, I believe you. Absolutely. If you're telling me that you don't talk to anybody else, and that I believe you, and, you know, I know it probably sounds like I'm like that, but I'm not like an overly jealous kind or anything. I'm trying to sort this out. This is so new to me and so strange, and you're... You know how... Here, take my hand and just let's intertwine our fingers. Let me just back up a little bit, okay? The first time I interacted with you online, it was like I knew almost from the first few lines that I read that you were something special. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just, you know, sometimes people's basic personality can come through in the way they write, and I noticed that about you. I noticed your wit and your charm and your intelligence, your sense of humor, your grasp of the world, you know. And I, you know, at first I just thought, oh, he's just this really neat guy, and, you know, whatever, right? And then as we got talking more, you know, it's kind of like the no-go thing. It's like people are not supposed to talk about this so soon, right? Because you don't want people to think you're some crazy stalker person. And I get it, but I started to feel something for you. Like genuinely. Really quickly. I had never seen you. I had never even spoken to you. But I found myself kind of falling for these words typed on a screen. It was crazy. I kept telling myself, like, don't be ridiculous. Like, you don't know this guy at all. Like, you don't know who this is. You don't even know if it is a guy. It could be a girl. It could be a 10-year-old. It could be what, you don't have no idea. It could be a grandmother from Boise. You know, you have no idea who's typing this to you. So I tried to be really cautious. You know, I tried to be reasonable, but I just started falling for you. And then of course when I saw your picture and realized, yes, you are a man. And then when we started talking one-on-one, and just, I, you know, my heart was just kind of running away with me, you know, as crazy as that sounds. I never wanted to be a cliche, you know, I never wanted to be one of those people, you know, that everyone kind of either laughs at or feels sorry for, you know? Someone who gets overly involved with, or who kind of maybe romanticizes something online, you know, builds it up into something. I never wanted to be one of those people. I always want to be very clear that I get it. I'm a very cool chick. I get it. I understand. But I just felt I could not control my own emotions when it came to you. I mean, I'm even here. This is crazy. I would never do this normally. You know? And so, in a very roundabout way, I'm trying to say that I am at a loss here as to what the right things to do and say are. I don't know. This is uncharted territory for me, all I do know is that I can't treat it casually, as casual and strange as it is, how it began. I can't treat it casually. I mean, I'm being very real here. Several times I tried to forget you. Did. I tried to give you up. I tried to stop talking to you. Because I just thought, this isn't gonna go anywhere. This is gonna be bad for me, you know. What are the odds that he's even gonna want to meet you, let alone you know, two of you get along? And yes, I talk about myself in the third person when I'm talking to myself, yes. But you know what I'm saying, Like, the odds are against us, you know? The whole thing is built on fantasy and shifting sands and romanticism and idealism and... So I just, every step that I take that isn't something I would have done is a new step. That expression, step in the path will appear. Like, that's what it feels like. I'm stepping out into the abyss and then hoping that the stepping stone pops up, you know? And so all I can do is just say, if you were going to burst my bubble, so to speak, then I want to find out now, you know, before I get even deeper. Like, do you understand? Yes, you can tell me. Yes, you can tell me your origin story for me. That's the interesting thing. I'm just gonna stop you here just a little bit before you may extol my virtues in a moment. But what I was gonna say, this is the interesting thing, is that you never know what the other person is thinking about, and usually they're not thinking about you at all. So, you know, when you're kind of crazy about somebody and you're kind of thinking that, is there a mixed message here, or what's she thinking, or what's he thinking? And, you know, just sadly, the sad reality is most of the time they have no idea you're even thinking about them at all. So I'm very tickled by the idea. the wrong word. No, wrong word. Stop. I want to hear this so bad. I do. I want to hear this. So, tell me, what did you think about me when you first read my stuff? Did you think I was amazing? Did you think I was incredible? Yes, nod yes, please. I can just feed you these lines if you want. If it makes it easier, I can... Okay, I'll be serious. Sorry. Well, yeah, I tried to match your wit. I tried to be as funny as you are. I was trying to impress you a little bit, I guess, with my book learning. How smart I am. Did it work? Okay, good. This is my boobs too. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, I'm not gonna keep these hidden if I'm trying to impress you. It's okay, okay. Yes, go ahead. Yes, please. Just something about me, huh? I was different. How was I different? What was different about me? Did you think about me a lot? Did you find yourself just thinking about me a little bit at random times during the day? Because I thought about you that way. And I always wondered if you might be thinking about me that way too. Did you miss me when I stopped talking to you? Good. Good. No, it wasn't. The thing is, it's not a game. It was just, I'm being very serious when I said I tried to give you up. It was a sincere thing, like, you know, that trying to make somebody miss you or jealous, or that only works in after school specials. It's just that's not realistic. So I would never think that would work, and I would never try anything like that. So no, I just thought it would be better for me if I didn't get hurt. But anyway, go ahead, please. Please. You were saying how much you were thinking about me. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking about what? Oh, I see. You mean these? Yes, you get to touch them. Mm-hmm. I have thought about this a long time. I thought about what your hand would look like just covering my breast. Oh, it looks really good. It feels good too. Teasing my nipple with your thumb. Look at you. You thought about touching me, huh? Just touching. Really? You didn't think about... Okay, I'll let you finish. I'm just intrigued. You can keep touching my breasts while you tell me about this. Okay. Touch, yes. Touch. Oh, I agree. It's very underrated. Yes. Oh, yes, I like this. Just moving your fingers around my skin, yes. Can I touch you while we talk? No? Okay, alright. Okay, just don't tickle me, please. Here, just touch my boob again. There you go. Okay. So you thought about touching me, okay? And does my skin feel soft, warm, and feminine? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it is very possessive in a way, isn't it? Like, you don't normally get to touch another person's whole skin, right? We rarely touch each other at all, but Certainly not like this. It's just your fingers get to go wherever you want. Like squeezing my breast. And so you're telling me you never thought about putting your lips on my breast? Oh, okay. Right. Yes, okay. We'll get there, right? Sorry. Okay, go on. So, you kind of just... Just lying here, touching me. Oh. Touching my face. Touching my lips. My nose. My forehead, down the side of my cheeks. Okay, I'll close my eyes. You can just touch my eyelids. You want me to turn over so you can... Okay, so you can... Run your hands all over my butt, okay? it feels really nice. You have a very gentle touch. It's really nice. Oh, yes. I'm just gonna put my head down. You can just... Are you gonna give me a massage? Is that what this is? Because it feels like you're sort of gently squeezing my shoulders. And, no. Oh, you can do something else with your fingers. Oh, I see. So you wanted to just use your fingers to just touch me in a certain way so that I would... Oh, okay. No, I like that idea. I do. It's very intimate. Yeah. So how did you imagine this? Okay, yeah, I can tilt my hips up a bit. I've never been touched like that before. Certainly not in this position. No, it feels nice. It's just... Oh. Yeah, well, I'm very wet from sucking you. Oh. No, it's great. It's just... He's touching me so lightly that it's like I'm just trying to... I just kind of want to push my pussy against your hand, like... Is so swollen. Can you feel how, can you feel how wet and ready I am? Can you feel that? How badly I want your touch. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, lean down. Yeah, so yes, you can whisper in my ear, will you? Will you finger fuck me? Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes, I would like your tongue on me, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're moving your finger. Oh, around my clit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh yes. Oh, I can picture your tongue doing that. Yes. Yes, I can. Oh fuck. How would I picture? Oh, I don't know if I can talk while you're doing this to me. Okay, I'll try. Oh, I can imagine. Oh, just straddling your face. Oh, just picturing your jaw working as you reach up, as you crane your neck up to lap at me and to lick my clit. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Yeah, go faster and faster. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Yeah, oh fuck, I love that. You thumb in my pussy and your finger on my clit. Oh my God. Oh yes, I want you to fuck me. Oh my God, yes, I want your cock in me, yes. Oh yeah, I want you to fuck me just like this. Oh my God. Oh my God, I would. Oh yeah, I would. I would push back on your cock. I'd fuck you back. Oh yeah. Oh, you could look down and watch your cock disappear again. Oh, as my pussy grips you. Oh my. Oh yeah, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, right on my clit. Oh, I'm gonna come. You're gonna make me come. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, please. Please make me come with your fingers, please. Oh yeah. Oh, flick that clit. That's it, baby. That's it. Oh, I'm gonna fist the sheets. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Yeah, use your other hand. Use your other hand to fuck my gun. Oh yeah. Oh, flick my clit. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, no, stop, it's so sensitive. Oh, God, that felt good. Just your fingers. Oh, yeah, that is impressive. It's very impressive. Very impressive. If you can do that with your fingers. Oh, my God. what is it going to be like? And you use those other things you got. Oh, I can't wait to find out. Come here. I think I love you. Already? Yeah, I think I do. I think I love you. It's not just because you make me go. You are so amazing. Oh, no, I feel all glowy and warm, and I feel all sinewy and feline and sultry. Oh, I feel like a sex goddess. Oh, I've been serviced by my henchmen. Oh, no, seriously, that was so amazing. So, the thing is, here's the thing, just one more question, okay? And I promise it's the last question, I promise. This has been incredible. It really has. And I know that we wanna fuck, I know. But do you think maybe we should hold off? Maybe. As much as we want to, do you think maybe we should just let this be for what it is, and then maybe save the fucking for another time? Or should we just go for it?